Our reading today comes from the poet Denise Levertov. Intricate and untraceable, weaving and interweaving dark strand with light, designed beyond all spiderly contrivance to link, not to entrap, elation, grief, joy, contrition entwined, shaking, changing, forever forming, transforming, all praise to the great web. It's a curiosity why we are drawn to certain works of art, at least it is to me. Some of us are pulled to the soft pastels of the Impressionists, others to the theatrical sculptures of the ancient Greeks. And while art historians can help us determine which of these works have been influential and original, they rarely do much to establish our preferences. Why we like what we like often remains to us elusive. Now, when Stephen told me about the theme that he had chosen for Music Sunday, darkness and light, I immediately thought of one of my favorite artists. It's the Renaissance painter Caravaggio. What he is known most for is precisely his employment of the techniques of dark and light. Oftentimes, the main subject of his painting is haloed in a bright beam of light, while everything else falls into dark and brooding shadows. Caravaggio's style was dubbed tenebrism. This technique is the use of vivid light and dark shadow to portray critical moments in biblical and Western history, often moments that were suffused with drama and violence. The conversion of St. Paul, the beheading of St. John, and David slaying Goliath are a few of his subjects. Now, the artist would not sketch these subjects methodically, slowly, translating his images with great care onto canvas. Instead, onlookers described his painting style as almost frantic, foregoing sketch in order to rapidly produce a finished product. His influence on the development of modern art was profound. Many artists in the following generation, deeply impacted by his style, would come to be called the Caravaggisti. Caravaggio's life was no less dramatic than the stark light and shadow of his paintings. One biographical entry says this: Caravaggio trained as a painter in Milan before moving in his 20s to Rome. He developed a considerable name as an artist and as a violent, touchy, and provocative man. A brawl led to a death sentence for murder and forced him to flee to Naples. There he again established himself as one of the most prominent Italian painters of his generation. He eventually pursued a papal pardon for his sentence. Not long after he was involved in another violent clash, his face was disfigured and rumors of his death circulated. Questions about his mental state arose from his erratic and bizarre behavior. He died in 1610 under uncertain circumstances while on his way to Rome. Reports stated that he died of a fever, but suggestions have been made that he was murdered, or perhaps that he died from lead poisoning. So ends the entry. Now, I don't think I would want my life to be as torn between peaks and valleys, acclaim and infamy, light and dark, as was Caravaggio's. And yet, the portrait of his life, no less than the portraits that he painted, speak to a part of the human condition. Life is not all sweetness and light, and neither is it all darkness. Instead, it is tensed somewhere in between. This tension, this pull between light and dark, suffering and joy, is often what suffuses life with meaning. It's no secret that meaning and purpose are sometimes found in our darker moments. At the same time, sometimes the very vulnerability of life, the idea that life can be taken away in a blink, bestow upon it its numinous quality. The one leads to the other, light to dark, grief to joy, life to death, to life, so much so that we often fail to notice how interlinked they are. They are like the Moebius strip that folds in upon itself. Or perhaps they are like the Caravaggio painting, where the darkness provides the brooding background for the sparkling brightness of life in the foreground. The theologian Forrest Church meant something similar when he talked about life's trap doors. After he and his children were almost hit by a car and killed at a crosswalk, he wrote these lines. Life is not a given, but instead a wondrous gift. I've realized that that gift comes with a price attached. One day something will steal it from us. But, and here's the surprising thing, that does not diminish our lives, it increases their value. Fragility and impermanence ensure life's preciousness. The trap door can open at any time, and that is also a potential source for the deep appreciation that we might have for the moments that we share. The shadows put the joy in relief, and the darkness itself becomes luminous. I'd like to end today with a poem from Rumi. Your grief for what you've lost lifts a mirror up to where you are bravely working. Expecting the worst, you look, and instead, here's the joyful face that you've been wanting to see. Your hand opens and closes, and opens and closes. If it were always a fist, or always stretched open, you would be paralyzed. Your deepest presence is in every small contracting and expanding, the two as beautifully balanced and coordinated as bird's wings. Tensed as we are, balanced as we are between light and dark, life and death, joy and grief, may we find the blessings that emerge from life's beautiful vulnerability. My spiritual companions, amen. I love you, and blessings on your journey.